Thank you, Brother John. It's good to be back in your place of listening, wherever you may be. I trust we can be an encouragement to you, be a help. Trust that you are hungering and thirsting after the Word of God. The Bible said, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And if there was ever a time that we need a thirst for something, it's for the precious Word of God. It's the only thing that's going to redeem us and help us. I say it's good to be back. This is the first time we've been here in about a month. We had to have a stent put in our heart, had a problem out of the leg bleeding and running down. We had a lot of problem out of our right leg, but it's getting a lot better, so I appreciate your prayer and appreciate everything you've done for us. I want you to continue to pray for us. And, we have a prayer request. We talked to a preacher friend of ours up in North Carolina this morning. His song director is a gun dealer, and he went to buy a gun yesterday, had it unloaded, but he's got shot with an unloaded gun, so he's in the hospital doing just fine. But let's remember him, that the Lord will be good to him. Now, we're here this Sunday. Next Sunday being Christmas Sunday, we already had it planned to be with the family, so we brought a CD by Brother Ronnie Jones up in Tennessee, McDonough, Tennessee. It'll be, Lord willing, be on the CD. If you get a chance, make sure that you stop and listen to this dear man of God preach. Amen. Now, I mean, he's a dear man of God, and he, kind of like myself, he don't care to preach, so be much in prayer for him. You got your Bibles now. Turn with us. We'll not take up too much time, but the thought got on our mind. I was going to let Brother Billy Washington preach for us today, but the Lord kind of got on us real heavy Friday evening, and we prayed about all night Friday night, and read and studied yesterday and prayed, and God said, preach this today, so I do really believe in obeying the Holy Ghost of God. When God says preach to preach, I know there's people out there that's lost that needs God. I know there's people out there that, amen, been deceived and all this kind of stuff out there. But I want to help you, if the Lord being my helper, I want to help you this day to make sure that you got your heart right with God. Bible said in one place, it's appointed unto man once to die, then after that the judgment. I know we're living in a generation today that believes just everybody that dies goes to heaven, but that's not so. According to this Bible, the biggest majority of the people are going to hell. Amen. So if you're not born again, you're going to bust hell wide open. I don't care what nobody says. I read in this Bible, amen, you can put it where you want to, but I read in this Bible where God's going to gather all nation together, and God's going to separate them as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. Now, you can do what you want to with it. That's Bible. Amen. God is going to have a judgment day. And the Bible said that he would take them on the left hand and cast them in outer darkness where there's weeping and wailing and gnashing of teeth. And the Bible said he'd take them on the right hand side and have them welcome into the joy of the Lord. So if you got your Bible, turn with us to St. John chapter number four. I don't know. I've preached from this scripture many times. I don't know if I've ever preached maybe the way that we're fixing to preach today. But God being our helper, I want to read one verse to start off with. St. John chapter number 4 and verse number 6. Now the Bible said, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. I want to preach God being our helper just for a few minutes on a little thought on ask you a question. Question, has God ever sat on your well? Has God ever sat on your well? Now, I'm not talking about Santa Claus sitting on your well. I'm not talking about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm not talking about rocking around the Christmas tree. I'm talking about, has God ever sat on your well? Amen. I'm glad in reading this. Friend, this is between man and God. We have a recording here in this fourth chapter of a very, very wild and wicked woman. Amen. We'll find where she had five husbands. Amen. She wasn't staying with none of them. She was shacking up and living with another. But the Lord come to where she was. Now, I want us to look at something, friend. I know there's all kinds of ways for people to say they got saved, but I'm going to tell you something. You'll never get right with God till God does the first initiation. Amen. He makes the first move. Amen. You don't just decide one day I'm going to be a Christian. You don't just decide one day I'm going to join the church and everything's going to be alright. Thank God it takes God Almighty. The Bible said, the Lord said one time, no man can come to me except the Father, which said me draw him. Amen. It takes God to do the drawing. I don't care how many tracts you pass out, how many prayers you repeat. I don't care how much you join the church. I don't care how many times you're baptized. If the Lord ain't never moved on you, if the Lord ain't never brought conviction, the Lord ain't never got you guilty, you're still lost without God. Amen. You pray for a little while. I believe there's somebody out there this evening. You take time to sit down, stop everything you're doing, and you listen to this old preacher as he tries to warn you, amen, to flee the wrath of the judgment of God, which is to come. Now let's look just for a minute. I down through this. Ain't no time how to preach all this out, but I'll start with verse 1. In chapter number 4, the Bible said, When therefore the Lord knew how that the Pharisees had heard how that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus baptized not but his disciples, amen, he left Judea and parted again unto Galilee. Now here's what I like. What the Bible said in verse number 4. And he must needs go through Samaria. Amen. There was a need down there in Samaria. Jesus could go any way he wanted to. Amen. But he knew there was a need. He knew there was a woman down there, a Samaritan. And according to the Word of God, a Samaritan was half-breed. Thank God the Jews wouldn't have nothing to do with them. They was rejects. Amen. They wouldn't have nothing to do with them. But my blessed Lord, bless His holy name, He seen this Samaritan woman down yonder that was lost without God, doomed and on the way to hell. He seen her down there and seen she needed a redemption. So the Bible said he must need go through Samaria. Hallelujah. I'm glad. As old preacher said one time, he will come for just one. He was only one that he went down there after. Amen. That was this Samaritan woman. But if you'll read out the rest of that chapter, you'll find where there was a revival down there in Samaria. Just because Jesus, God went down through Samaria, where Jesus sat on the well, where this ungodly woman was coming out to draw water. History has it that this was the heat of the day. Amen. When everybody else come early of a morning and late of a evening drawed water, but this woman was filthy. She was rejected. She was unclean. So she come in the heat of the day. And guess what? The Lord know when she's going to be there. So he come in the heat of the day. day and sit on the well just awaiting on her. I'm glad one time at the Lord I come by my house. Amen. Rejected. Vile. Unclean. On my way to hell. No hope whatsoever. But I'm glad he took a seat on my well. Amen. I wish we'd wake up to the reality. Had the Lord come to seek and to save that which was lost. He said the well of the people that's whole. I need not a physician, but them that are sick. He said, I come not to call the righteous, but the sinners unto repentance. And you hear me today, friend. I'm trying to help you and tell you that there is a Savior. Thank God, back before the foundation of the world, before there's ever a sinner, there was a Savior. Hallelujah. How'd he come down here, go through Samaria, and sat on this well, and waited on this woman? Amen. And the Bible said, now Jacob's well was there. I go back to verse 5. Then came he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now you notice, first thing he done, he come to her. Amen. She didn't go out hunting him. He come to where she was. You know, oh, they ain't no sinner that'll ever hunt God. No, sirree. Amen. If you tell me how without conviction you went seeking the Lord, I'll just have to say you're a liar. Because this flesh is enmity against God. It's not subject to the laws of God. Neither indeed can be. This flesh is an enemy of God. It takes a Spirit of God to ever get a sinner and break them and get them ready to repent. Amen. Santa Claus won't do it. If it would, our whole nation would be saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If I had about 2 hours, I'd preach on him, but I'm after this woman here in Samaria. This time of year makes me so depressed. Amen. When Santa Claus is getting the glory instead of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless your heart. Let's get back to this. If the Lord will help us here. Amen. But he said he gave to you. Bible said, now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with the journey, sat thus on the well. And it was about the sixth hour. Then cometh a woman out of Samaria to draw water. And saith unto Jesus saith unto her, give me to drink. Now you notice the first thing, he come to her. She didn't come to him. He come to her. You know, when I got saved, first thing that happened, God come to where I was. I didn't go looking for him until he come where I was. Amen. I bless your heart. When he come to where I was, thanks be unto God, then I started to where he was. Hallelujah. You notice here, when he come to her, not her going to him. Now let's look at the next thing. He dealt with her one-on-one. Amen. She didn't have the whole deacon board.
All right, preacher.
Amen. She didn't have to have the whole deacon board how to get right with Jesus. She didn't have to have, amen, right off down yonder, somebody says, call my number. I'll send you some literature. Call on heaven. God done give you some literature. It's called the King James Bible, the Word of God. Now, first thing he done here, he come to her. Then the next thing was, he dealt with her one on one. I'm going to say this, God don't need no help to save nobody. Amen? You think me and you are something, really something, if somebody gets saved. But if you know if anybody gets saved, it's God that does the saving. It's God that does the calling. It's God that does the forgiving. Again, it ain't Santa Claus, but it's Jesus Christ. Amen. He come to her one-on-one. For his disciples were gone away into the city. How to buy meat, then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, how is it thou being a Jew? Ask drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria. How for the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans. You know, the next thing Jesus dealt with was her spirituality. Amen. You look here now, he said, Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God and who it was, who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou would have asked of him and he would have given you living water. Amen. The woman said unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with. Amen. The well is deep, from whence then hast thou this living water? Art thou greater than Jacob, our father Jacob, which gave us the well and drank thereof himself and his children? Amen. And his cattle. Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. You know what she is doing, just like people today. I'm going from one Saturday night to the next of drinking how the hell holes of this world. I'm trying to get satisfaction. Swapping wives, swapping husbands, shacking up, living together. Amen. Being sodomite, doing everything ungodly. And when Sunday morning comes, you're just as dry as you ever was. But I'll say, if you'll get to him and drink the water that he gives, hallelujah, he'll quench that thirst in your longing soul. Boy, if I felt like it, I'd have a running feet. Amen. Just to know what God done for me. Boy, I drunk out of them wells. I drunk and I drunk and I drunk. All but the 28th day of September 1975 at Mount Moriah Baptist Church, I made my way down. God was calling. God was dealing. I made my way to that fountain of living water. Hallelujah. Ever since then, it's been in me. Thank God, just boiling over. God's able in this day to still save folks. When we as the church get back to preaching Him, representing Him, pointing the world to Him. Now, He done with it with her spirituality. Amen. He said then, but whosoever drink of this water I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. Now, you notice what He done. He come to her. Amen. He come one-on-one. And He dealt with her spirituality. And let her realize, as long as you drink of this water, you're going to keep doing the same old thing. But the Bible said in verse 15, the woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. And Jesus said, if you'll ask, you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be open unto you. He told her plain. I heard a preacher say one time, we have no recording of her getting that living water. Amen. I said, man, I don't ask you a question. How did God ever lie? He said, no, He sure didn't. I said, He told her back there before that. I said, if you'd have asked of me, I'd have given it to you. Then she asked Him, and He had to give it to her. Because he said He would. He give her that living water. This is sounding pretty good so far, ain't you? But let's see what the next thing He dealt with. Now, this is something we don't want to deal with in our lives, but it's going to have to be dealt with. Next, Jesus dealt with her sins. My. We're living in the world today. Don't want nobody fooling with their sin. But Jesus said unto her, go call thy husband and come hither. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, thou hast well said, I have no husband. For thou hast had five husbands, and he whom thou now hast is not thy husband, in that saidest thou truly. I'm going to tell you something. You've not got your sins swept under the rug. You've not got your sins hid. This woman come here alone. This woman come here all by herself. She didn't bring every one of her past five husbands. She did not bring the man that she's shacking up and living with. Hey man, no doubt they know telling how many more she had lied with. Hey man, she didn't bring every one of them. But Jesus knowed all about it. You might sweep your sins on the rug and hide them from the preacher. You might lie like a dog. I had to break in everything that God said in this Bible was wrong. But I've got news for you. The Lord knows more about you than you know yourself. You remember Nathaniel one time sitting over there under the fig tree. Amen. They come to him, brought him over there, and the Lord said, amen. I called him and said, there is an Israelite in whom there is no guile. Hey, God, and he asked him, said, how do you know? He said, before ye was, I seen you sitting under that fig tree. And God, you ain't got nothing hid from God. You just as well to come clean. You just as well to break of your sins. Confess them to God. Forsake your sins. The Bible said in Proverbs, he that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But whosoever confess them and forsake them shall obtain mercy. My friend, God's not going to save anybody in their sin. Matthew chapter 1, about verse number 20, the Bible says something like this, she shall conceive and bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. God's not a Savior saving people in their sins. God's a Savior saving people from their sins. Amen. You noticed on down there, Bible said she left her water pot. I'll not take all time to read this. Amen. The woman believed in the hour coming. Amen. When she said, sir, I perceive that thou art the prophet, the father of worship in the highest mountain. Ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said, there, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when then we're going through that. Amen. But the Bible said that she left her water pot. Amen. I'm going to tell you something, friends. When he sits down on your well, when he deals with you one-on-one, when he reveals your sin to you, don't sit out there today in radio land and say that's some good preaching. Do something about it. Amen. If you don't, I want to say this before we go off there. About 2 weeks ago, a young man that I worked with, I worked with him for about 20 years, I guess. A man, he was a picture of health, as stout as a mule. Amen. I talked to him and witnessed to him when we was working. And he said he was saved by the grace of God. That's all I've got to hold on to. But the other Tuesday morning, he died of a heart attack. Just dropped dead. Amen, friend. I'm going to say that to say this. He says he is right. That's twixt him and God. I take him at his word. But you know what? It could be you tomorrow. It could be me tomorrow. God said it's poured out a man wants to die. Then after that, the judgment. He told the disciples, he said, my time's not yet, but your time is always. We don't know the day, and we don't know the hour. Heard a man on the radio yesterday before yesterday, and it really did crank me real good. He was talking about an atheist. I said he was one of the head honchos of this atheist crowd, and said he just dropped dead. He said, wrong about now? Hey man, he knows the truth. Amen. You can sit back there and deny God. You can deny what this preacher says. But after you draw your last breath, after you wake up in the flames of hell, are you going to remember this old preacher telling you that Jesus saves? Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Ain't preaching Santa Claus. I'm preaching Jesus. Ain't preaching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I'm preaching Jesus. Amen. I'm not preaching rocking around the Christmas tree. I'm preaching Jesus. Hallelujah. If you come where you are and you'll listen to Him, I say you can leave your water pot. The Bible says that she went back into town and said she told the men. You know, I've said a lot of times, she told the men. You say, preacher, what men were? I'd say the ones she'd been shacking up and living with. I'd say the ones she'd been running around with. Told them and said, come on down here. Let me show you a man that told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ? And the Bible said many of them believed on him because of her testimony. He come with a whale for the one woman. Bible didn't say he left the well, but she did. Left the water pot and went back a testifying. She went out and got them and brought them back. Bible said many of them believed on him because of her testimony. And the Bible said when they got down there, he began to talk to them. He must have sat down on their well. And the Bible said that they told her, said, now we believe on him, not for what you say, but because we seen him ourselves. Amen. I told you what happened to me. How the Lord come by my way. How the Lord talked to me. How the Lord condemned me. I repented of my sins. God forgive me. I'm a testifying to you. I'd like to hear sometime of you coming and telling me that you believe on him. Not because I said so, but because you found him true and dear to your own heart. You hear me? This woman was wicked. You say, preacher, I've done too much. I went too far. As long as Jesus sits on your well, you ain't gone too far. When he gets to where he don't come by and sit on your well, you got problems. But if he'll come by and sit on your well, you always remember this preacher. Best thing for you to do when he sits down is say, yes, sir. Be obedient to him. May God bless you. Be sure you tune in next Sunday and listen to this dear preacher on this CD. Hallelujah. Remember us. Pray for us. Lord willing, we'll be back the first Sunday. May God bless you. At this time, we're turning back to the dear announcer. It's hard to stop, thank God, when you get plugged up with the Lord. When he comes by and sets on your well, amen, reads your mail to you and tell you you're guilty, your heart's guilty before God, it's hard, thank God, to quit. Oh, bless his holy name for what he done for me. Bless his holy name. Thank God that he come by my will. He sat down where I was. He condemned me. Oh, but bless his name, he made things right. Hallelujah to God and what he's done for me. Bless his holy name. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. Bless his holy name for coming by where I was and sitting on my well. Oh, bless his name. Oh, bless his name.